Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Lincoln, Nebraska. Happy Thursday. Welcome to the Morning Hookup. Bill Hooks, Will Wilson in the house here hanging with you for a couple hours on a, I think it's a beautiful morning where I'm at. Hopefully it's a beautiful morning where you guys are and wherever you're at, whatever your day's like, have a great one out there. But welcome in. We got a lot to get to today, man. By the way, happy report to Camp Day Nebraska football. Happy fan day for the fans out there that are going to go out there tonight from 5:30 to 7:30. And see their favorite players, get in lines. Congratulations to maybe the 250 of the kids that got selected to meet Coach Frost. I know one of them. It is my mom's husband's, one of his sons got the chance. His son's going to get a chance to walk up and meet Coach Frost today and get something signed, maybe a photo or something like that. But it is that day. Well, there are the guys are back on campus. They're about to get back to work as we're about 30 days away leading up to week zero against Illinois. So we're going to talk about that. We've got at 9:30 today, by the way, it's kind of a flip-flop on the show from a scheduling standpoint for the Salt Dogs. They have a 12:30 start today. So we will have manager Brett Jody on at 9:30. Okay, 9:30 coming up. For those of you who are waiting to hear from Coach or you're waiting to hear from Henry T, you'll have Henry T coming on at around 10:15 today. Okay, so a few scheduling things going on for that. So, Will, what's good back in the studio, my friend?
Oh, everything's good, man. It was a hot one yesterday, but apparently today it'll be well, a little better, which is good, but still hot. What's going on with you? So, how's Colorado? Nothing.
It's good, man. We're in our last day here, so we got a few more things that the kids just out running around and having a great time and doing the stuff like that. So last day we'll be making the track back to the Good Life tomorrow, sometime probably right after the show. We'll be packed up and heading back on that 9-hour track back home, man. So,
oh boy,
looking forward to be back for a few days.
Yep. Are you going to stop at Ollie's on the way back?
I don't know. We'll see how the timing works. We'll see how the timing and what the mood's like in the car.
Oh, right. Well, and the mood, any family, you just say you're going to Ollie's and they should freak out. So, I mean,
you get rewarded for good behavior in the car, okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
I get it.
If not, we keep, you just cry and we keep rolling.
Heard that.
Oh, man. But again, we'll also have what's trending. We'll talk Olympics as there were more golds out there. Well, you know, we got the update on our golfers that we selected.
That's right.
After round one. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about that coming up. But also, at some point today, we'll talk about ESPN and the Big 12 and what happened yesterday with a letter that was sent for a cease and desist to ESPN. Is ESPN tampering? Are they trying to create their own deals with TV contracts that they might have?
Are they
influencing people to go to the conferences where they make money? Is that happening? The Big 12 and the commissioner seems to believe that's what's going on right now.
Yeah, and I love ESPN's early response they had to that. We'll tell you what they said when we get to it, but this makes ESPN look very evil, Hooks.
Yeah, well, don't we believe that already?
Well,
they're like,
I mean,
the SEC, man.
I guess, yeah. I should have saw it.
Yeah.
You're right.
It'll be something to talk about. There'll be a lot of stuff within that in the document that we'll get to. So, but want to kick it off. It is fan day coming up. I know a lot of people are excited to get back out there, see players, get in lines, and, you know, just give their first glimpse of maybe some of the freshmen, the coaching staff. It's a cool event, I think, for fans to get to when you don't have it for a year and you lose things like that. It gets exciting for people, especially you had to go down. Like I said, see players, see the names you've been hearing, see some of the older players. You know, go see QB1 and Adrian Martinez, get a picture with him or whatever it looks like. It's going to be a cool event for those people.
It's very fun, man. I got some memories, of course, going down as a little kid. I remember getting Bo's signature, which was freaking awesome to me. And then, of course, got Taylor Martinez's signature. Now, the best memory I have is my brother, actually. My older brother, Patrick, would always take me down to Fan Day because it was always on a Saturday morning. It was never on a weekday.
Thursday.
Or when I went, it was on a Saturday. And we'd get there, and, you know, the line would just be long as hell outside of the stadium. Like, long. Blocks long. Everyone just waiting to get in. And they would open those gates, and it looks like Black Friday. Or like a scene out of Godzilla. Just everyone was just sprinting to get players' autographs. It speaks to, of course, our fan base and, you know, how much we support our players and how much we care about them. You know, Hooks, I love the question you're about to ask here in a few minutes, but hey, you've never been to a fan day.
You know, I haven't. You know, typically, I don't know if we had stuff going on or whatever. My kids have actually been because Saturday mornings, I want to say there would just, we would be, I know my wife and I would do, around fan day time, we used to do a golf scramble in on a Saturday after our morning. We would do some things like that or whatever. But the kids have actually been. They've got posters and stuff signed. You should see, if you haven't looked yet, Coach Matt Taylor, who we all know really well, that listens to the show a lot and that also will call in at times. He got this Bullocks jersey, and each year they go down and do different position groups. So they focus on position groups. You should look it up. It's really cool. So this year he'll be focused on the defensive back room to try to get on that jersey to kind of go through a mantra of positions. Because a lot of people do it different ways, because you'll get there. You got to figure out which direction you're going.
Yeah.
Right? You got 2 hours. You got 2 hours to figure out which way you're going, because the lines would be big. Do you want Martinez? Do you want Freshman? You want Omar Manning? Or do you want, like, just keep naming names.
Oh, my God.
You got to figure out who you want, right? Because, one, it's going to be hot. The lines are going to be long. Two, they're going to try to move you as fast as possible because you're only allowed one signature per player, okay?
Oh.
Also, with COVID restrictions and protocols and social distancing and things like that, be very conscious of what's going on out there, where the lines are. Drink lots of water, by the way. It's going to be hot. Will, you mentioned that. It's going to be hot. So, but I want to bring up this because I was kind of thinking about this, and I had I was reading some stuff, and I don't know what the answer is on this. Is we have NIL, right?
Yes.
Like, NIL is a part of us right now. Name, image, likeness.
Very good.
Do you think, or you know what? I'd like to hear from you guys as well. 402-466-3776, 402-466-ESPN. You can tweet at us at ESPN Hooksy, at Willie on the radio. Will there be a situation at Fan Day with players that might take a picture with you, or they might not sign something? Like, they'll take a picture, but they won't give up the autograph because of NIL, because of other opportunities they might have down the line. I don't know. I think they should sign them today. It's fans, it's kids, all right? Okay, this is your duty. I don't know if they do it because it's a university event, minus not their brand event. I don't know. It's just a question I was thinking about. Do you think that happens?
It is that is a very good question. And autographs is one of the biggest thing they could profit off of. You know, any player, you know, players don't exactly get the endorsements. So yeah, they could profit off their autograph. I have a feeling that they wouldn't be there today if they, you know, weren't gonna sign autographs. So I don't think that's gonna be an issue. Also, you said it, like, it's kids. It's mostly kids, and highly doubt a 10-year-old's gonna come and get a helmet signed by Adrian and have it on eBay tomorrow for, you know, $120. I doubt that's happening, and I bet
I just thought it was interesting if you have that situation, or if it's ever, I don't know. I hope it's not the case, but it's something to think about, especially in events like this, because I don't know how many other universities do events like these to have fan day and have a big to-do and for the fans and get to meet their favorite player or get to meet one of their favorite coaches or whatever the case is. Is that something that we have to be conscious of moving forward? With the new NIL stuff, I just was like, man, I I hope not, but there could be the case. There could be the case where you're down there and someone is, you know, about their brand and say, well, I'll take a picture with you, but I'm not signing this week.
Yeah, and I don't know. We don't know the policies. We don't know if there's like a team policy for today. Maybe the, like, you know, it's one day out of the year that, you know, that we have a fan day. So maybe the coaches are like, hey, you know, it's one day, guys, you know, sign the stuff for the kids. And then, you know, and, all the other days do your thing. I don't know, Hooks. It's a great question. And it's probably something that might get addressed here in the years to come. But yeah, it's an interesting thought.
Yeah, and if it's one of those things that where it's this is the fine balance, I think you're thinking with you know, and so, excuse me, on a smaller level is the definition of this is a university, you're on university property, you're representing Nebraska in this, because I assume a lot of them, like, typically are a fan day, and correct me if I'm wrong, Will, they're in their jerseys, right? They're in their jerseys,
yeah,
and whatever else. So it's a university event on university property with the Nebraska jersey on. Does that mean that they follow university rules if they say you have to sign today?
Good point. Yeah, that's a good point. We talked about the university being affiliated with things, yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be like the Debbie Downer of this, but I think it's something that, we have to address in situations like this, especially with the new NIL and stuff that's moving forward. You hope not. You hope this is just one of those great events that where the kids are down there and the fans are down there and they get to meet their favorite player, they get their signature. Because I know, like, the year or two my kids went, they didn't realize who had signed their posters or things like that, but they were beyond ecstatic when I got home to want to show me everything, every signature. And they didn't even know half the players probably when they looked at it, but it was the fact that they met someone on the Nebraska football team.
Yeah.
That was it.
Oh.
They want to come back and tell me how large they were and how nice they were and look at these signatures and everything we did and we were on the field and all this stuff. That was the cool memories for my kids when they went to be able to come back and tell those stories.
Yeah, it's really cool. And also, I was thinking, you know, back to the question you brought up, how different is this than, you know, I don't know, seeing one of the players downtown and, you know, asking them to sign your shirt real fast, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's fine.
Players that might say no to that now.
Well, I guess, but there's no, like, issue. There's no, you know, there's no rules being broke or anything.
No, there's no rules being broke for sure, but some of them might be conscious of branding when they're out in public, you know? Yeah. It's just something. It's just a thought, and I know, you know, if you want to comment on, you can give us a call. You can tweet at us. You hope it's not the case of what's going to happen or what the prequel could be for NIL and some of the, you know. But again, like I said, is it a university sponsored event? Are there rules upon that? And it's not their brand. They're wearing their jerseys and all that kind of fun stuff.
So that's pretty cool. You get to campus today, and then you got to sit in the sun for 4 hours and sign autographs. Yeah.
Well, it'll be interesting where they place certain players at, too, because I know when you went or my kids went, you know, they'll probably have – I mean, again, this will probably be the most spread-out event you've seen probably just based on COVID and protocols and keeping everyone and the players and the kids and the fans healthy is where they space people out at. Like if you've got one group up in whatever section, you like the pipeline is up in – no, up in the bleachers in a section. Do you have to walk up the steps and get in line or wherever they place them at? And I assume there'll be a ton of maybe tents and stuff to keep the players shaded and keep the lines moving because it is going to be hot. 5:30 to 7:30 tonight, right?
I believe so. Yeah, it won't be as hot as yesterday, but, yeah, on that turf, you know how it is.
Oh, yeah, it'll be hot. But it looks like – I'm trying to look up what it looks like around that time weather-wise. Cause you're still under heat. You're still under heat advisory day, too.
They're saying like 93, low 90s around that time. So
low 90s around that time. You're under heat advisory, high of 96 today. So it'll be a warm
– and no, I don't think the alcohol is connected yet. So, no. Sorry, no beer at fan day.
No beer. You're only going to get that one opportunity in a few weeks, by the way.
Oh, please. It's not just going to be one time.
I'm telling you, for a while, you'll get that opportunity one time. I think that's what, August 13, 14?
You don't,
Garth comes to town?
You don't think this one time is going to open the gates for other...
Maybe for like one time a year.
Jeez, I don't like the sound of that. We'll see what happens. But hey, at least we're getting it once.
Yeah, that's your good one. So if you're going to Fan Day, enjoy yourself tonight. Take care. Enjoy getting to meet some players, some coaches, And congratulations to the 250 kids that got selected to meet Coach Frost. I mean, this is a cool event that kicks off the fall season and the camp, and it'll lead us to week zero. And as the weeks continue, Will and I will start breaking down up to week zero and fall camp. Like I said yesterday, I think I know I predicted, I'm going to book it, I'm still with it, we're going to beat Illinois. That week zero game is going to be monumental for our program and our season kicking off. Scott Frost's fourth year.
Yes, it's very big. I mean, yes, last year we opened the season up with a conference game, but we didn't have a choice. But, always opening up. I mean, when was the last time we have opened up with a conference opponent?
Well, if you remember now, that's what they do. That's the new Big Ten thing, is they do open up conference which on the schedule. So obviously, last year it was different because of the way the schedule was put together. But let's see, I think that was last year. Let's go back to 19. I think we started doing that a couple years ago, possibly.
Really? Okay.
Well, last year was supposed to happen. Remember last year, don't forget, it was supposed to open up where? Weren't we supposed to be in Ireland last year?
Yeah.
In a Big Ten opponent. So you will see more of that, Will, because obviously this year we're going to be at Illinois playing. If you look into the following year, we'll be in Ireland the following year against Northwestern. So you're going to see a lot of those opening Big Ten games on our schedule.
Man, I don't know why you're so confident in us beating Illinois week one. I'm not there yet.
Done. Book it. Done. We're going to beat them.
God. I hope you're right.
And then you see us propel. So that's a big one, man, because you start out 1-0 in that game. You get Fordham the next game at home, place rocking for your first home game in like 2 years, it feels like. When you're out there, you end up 2-0. Then you got Buffalo coming to town, and you need to get off to a jump start. I think that Nebraska, when you look at it, one, you got to win. You get that opening win. The confidence builds. You get Fordham more confidence. You go 2-0. You have a little more confidence going into Buffalo, because you remember in week four, what do you get? You get the trip down to Oklahoma, man. You got to be ready for that and the confidence, and see what maybe possibly you can get down to Oklahoma without getting completely erased off the board, right?
Yeah, and I mean, you know, thinking about that, you know, being confident going into that one. I think going on the road, you know, week one, playing a conference opponent, going to somebody else's house, going to a game that's gonna be packed. Let's not fool ourselves. They're gonna pack that thing for this opening game against Nebraska. They all probably think they have a small shot. So, you know, after doing what they did to us here at Memorial Stadium, so you know, if winning that game would definitely give us the confidence you're talking about, just to know what it's like to go into someone's, you know, venue and play already in that season. So yeah, that would be huge.
Yeah, I mean, you start breaking this thing down, and again, we will. But you look at some of the stretches, like you take that first 5-game stretch. Illinois, Fordham, Buffalo, at Oklahoma, at Michigan State, you know, you start predicting where you could be coming out of that 5-game stretch. I mean, you know, I think best case scenario in that 5-game stretch, 4-1. You come out 4-1 in that stretch, you're feeling pretty good about what's going on, because then you go into the serious Big Ten play where you get, I think, Michigan, Purdue, you know.
But also, like, yes, 3-1 if we – you know, don't get absolutely boat raced by Oklahoma. Say we do start out 3-0 and we just look like hell against Oklahoma. Something that we all think probably might happen. I don't know. That's not going to do good for many people around here.
Yeah, but how many of those people? I mean, again, we are going to be Nebraska fans through and through, and think we're going to show up and win every game. I hope we do. I hope we continue, you know, right? You want to do that. But how many Nebraska fans out there are looking at that game going, you know what? Let's just play good. Let's play it close. Let's stay in the game for
a while.
That's
all I want.
There aren't many out there that are saying, all right, we're going to win that game.
No. I would love to meet, call in if you think, if you're confident we're beating Oklahoma. I'd love to hear your reasons. No, that's all I want, Hooks. Yeah, keep, hell, let's cover.
I'm about that. I'm about covering. So, yeah, it'd be interesting. Again, like I said, we'll start talking about these games as we get closer. We're 30 days away, man. 30 days away from week zero, man. It's going to be so much fun to get fan day today. There's so much excitement. This is where the excitement starts brewing for people, right? When you get to camp fan day, exciting for people, I think, just to be able to get back in the stadium. I've talked to a lot of people that are just getting excited about getting tickets, getting back in the stadium. When you're there, getting to see the fans that have sat around in maybe your seats for years and years and years, to say hi to them because you haven't had that chance in a long time to see faces. To be able to get back downtown, that first home game, experience the environment once again, right? The game day environment, the tailgating. It's all exciting right now as we get the lead up to week zero, man. And I'm one of those guys. I'm one of those guys that can't wait to get downtown that September 4th morning and just check things out and see how things are going, man. And, you know, and it's been a hangout and have a great time.
And throwing up your 10th vodka Red Bull in the bathroom during the third quarter. Yeah.
Wow. I don't do that on game day.
Ah.
True professional. It's a marathon, not a sprint, Will Wilson. On Saturdays during game day, okay?
Hey, I'm not in college anymore. I know what you're talking about.
Right, right. There's a lot of people that will sprint early and miss games, and or it will they marathon it to the game and they sprint after the game. Here's yeah. The you having not to work too late on game nights, by the way.
Sprints before. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I'll talk to you about that.
We have to have conversations, huh?
Yes.
Oh, me. So that's what's going on. Like we said, just some programming stuff coming up here in about 8 or 9 minutes. Solid Dogs manager Brett Jody will come up. We'll get the update with the Solid Dogs going on. Also, speaking of Solid Dogs, if you haven't had a chance yet, man, Saturday coming up, 5 o'clock celebrity media softball game. That'll start at 5 o'clock. That'll go for about an hour. Also, you can get tickets to that. You get tickets to Beer Fest, man. Beer Fest will be going on that night at Haymarket Park with the Salt Dogs playing. So you can get a double dip, man. You can come watch celebrity softball, watch us all have a lot of fun and compete out on that softball field. You can come up and hopefully if you guys get a chance to get out there, come say hi to Will and I. We'll be out there having a great time.
The whole game is sponsored by ESPN Lincoln. So it's ESPN Lincoln night. It's actually our first game we've sponsored all season.
Mm-hmm. Really, so we'll excited. Have that going on, and then, like we said, so Brett Jody will be coming up here shortly. Then we just flip-flopped a little bit at 10:15. Don't forget, don't miss it, don't worry. We have Henry T. Buchanan. He just will be coming on a little later. Okay, mm-hmm. He'll get some work done this morning, and then he'll jump on the show with us.
Yes, I can't wait. Yeah, we're going to talk not just basketball. We'll ask him some other things. Of course, not much going on in college basketball, but Henry, he's just fun to talk to.
Yeah, he's just an all-around great dude. And I want to ask him about some of these stuff that the players are doing, the podcast stuff, and how he feels about those things and just the overall look. And, again, we've got the seven-footer on campus now to see how he looks and how he progresses. You got Tom Monaga. I bet you, as big a fan and the love of Nebraska that Henry T. has, he's as big of a USA Olympic fan.
Oh, sure.
I guarantee it.
Oh, yeah. Yes. We'll ask him.
I guarantee it.
Why he thinks the USA is losing. Also, you know how we talked to Robin about Eduardo Andre and how the mm-hmm. dude is just eating and eating and eating. I wonder if Henry, you know, if he ever had to do that or if he has any good stories of teammates and the food they could eat. I want to ask him about that.
Yeah, that would be absolutely phenomenal.
Hey, you know, we'll get to it later. Sorry.
Your wheels were turning, I could tell.
Yeah, they were.
They were turning. You want to ask a question, but you're going to hold off on it.
I'm holding off until later on. So how's Colorado?
It's good. It's good, man. Everybody's asleep still, so it's really good. Again, like I said, it's amazing the people that you meet out here and wherever you're at. And randomly, again, yesterday, we talked to a family yesterday. My kids, there's this, like, turf space a little ways down, like a block down. Super cool. Huge turf space. There's, like, high top set up on one side, and there's half of it is a bunch of kids that they get out. They have a soccer ball out. They have a football out. And they're just chucking around, man, and they're meeting different kids. And they're playing yesterday, and in walks one kid decked in red, Nebraska gear, all in red. Done. Boom.
Friends.
Yeah, done. They were friends, man. It was the Go Big Red came out and all that good stuff amongst the kids. It's just a cool little place, and it never it ceases to amaze me. Like every time I go on vacation somewhere, that I meet someone that, like, I told the story. One guy that's sitting here beside me at one point. He walked in and waved and walked back out because he knew that we were here doing the show. He had done radio before, so he sat here for 2 hours the other day and kind of listened and did some work. That was kind of cool. I met another guy yesterday. Saw him again today, who bought me coffee. I bought his coffee this morning, who was in similar business that I am on the other side. So, I mean, just super cool.
You might stay there. Are you going to come back?
No, the good life is back home, man. I do like getting away, but the good life is back home.
Yeah, it's hot, though.
That's all right. My kids are always, they love going and doing these things, but they also miss their friends, and they're already talking about it right now. When are we going back? And we're having a great time, but I miss my friends. I want to hang out, because you got to remember, like, so my kids, they already count down the days. They don't have much time before school starts.
When do they start?
I want to say the 16th of August, somewhere in there. So there's not much time left, man.
Man.
There's not much time left for kids. And, we have a freshman. We have an upcoming freshman. They have some trials for sports coming up in a week or two. So there's a lot going on to prepare and to get kids ready for school. And you got to, like, a lot of parents will think, will also be thinking this right now, because throughout the summertime, when you have kids, you just kind of let them go to bed when they go to bed, fall asleep when they fall asleep. Now you're in prep week. You're starting to prep now. You're like, all right, time out. I got to get my kids back to bed at a bedtime. And we got to start practicing getting up on time and getting up early.
God.
So as football is going to camp and preparing, so are parents. Parents are preparing right now. Right? You got to get the school supply list. You got to check that thing off. And you got to start prepping your kids for early wake-up time.
I do not miss that at all.
I know. So, yeah. So there's a lot of that going on, man. So
speaking of back to school, Hooks, if our listeners go to ESPNLincoln.com, they could win $1,000 for back to school school supplies. So, yeah, it's on our website.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes that might cover it. Sometimes that might not. By the way.
Yeah, you know how it is. Pencils.
Cost of school supplies.
Pencils.
Pencils. We're talking about pencils.
Pencils.
Pencils. All right. Let's do it. Let's take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to catch up with Stahl Dolls manager Brett Jones.